You know, when I drank, then I wasn't an alcoholic anymore. But now that I'm sober, I'm a total alcoholic. What would tell you that? The only thing that could tell me that is my ego. My ego would tell me, you know, I love that. I was talking to someone a couple weeks ago, and they were like, just gotten sober a few weeks or something in a recovery house. And, you know, I don't think I have a drinking problem. I didn't drink every day, and I didn't really do drugs. You know, I just drank and did Xanax bars. So I don't really do that. And then, you know, I'm hanging around this person just kind of like, well, maybe you should drink then. They're like, huh? And I said, well, if you think you got one in you, you're going to do it eventually. If you think you got a drink in you, the only way people stay sober in this program of recovery is because they don't think they can take a drink because they don't know when they're going to stop. It is not a virtuous deal of like, oh, I came to AA because I wanted to stop drinking. The only way you're going to not drink is to think that I can't. That's the way it has to be. Then the steps will show you that you don't need to anymore. But until that road is crossed, you're going to live in I can't. Until you can get to the point where the steps can adequately take over and create a psychic change. But until that point, you have to live in the realm of I can't.